Well, hello there. I apologize for being gone for a little bit, but I lost my voice. And anybody who's been around me lately knows that it's finally starting to come back. So here we are. I apologize if it's still snap, crackles, and pops, but, you know, we're making it work. Plowing ahead. If you've read the title of this, you already at least have an idea of where we're headed in the conversation. But just to preface everything, my aim is to help give you tactics and actionable items that you can use that will help you hit your goals, that will move you forward, and will not let you rely on your excuses and sort of this quote-unquote waiting for the perfect time to start mentality. Here's a hint. It doesn't exist. So life is hard. There's no getting around it. You know it. I know it. Everybody sort of knows it. And anybody who's done the quote-unquote being adult thing knows that it's hard. But you don't have to remind me of that. You know, if you're someone who complains a lot, or if you're around people that complain a lot, I don't necessarily mind complaining as long as you bring a solution to the table. But if you're complaining just to complain, that's a whole different thing. And it certainly doesn't make things any easier. It doesn't make what's not working work any better or any faster. It doesn't work that way. So bring a solution, brainstorm. But relative to exercise and nutrition and goals and achieving goals, yeah, training is hard, nutrition is hard, meal planning is hard, prepping is hard. I think first, if you just acknowledge the fact that things are hard, and then you can make a plan, you can move forward. Maybe the first thing you do is a time audit because you don't feel like you have time. There's some magic or embarrassment or whatever you want to call it that when you start writing down what you're doing, when you're doing it, that you can actually take a you know, something on paper or something on your computer that you are wasting a good portion of your day. Maybe you thought you were busy, but you're really not busy. Or maybe you are just as busy as you thought you were. Maybe you don't have time for a 2-hour blistering workout. Maybe not an hour workout. Maybe not even a 30-minute workout. But maybe you have time for a little 10, 15, 20-minute thing. Yes, it's probably not exactly what you want. But the good part about it is it's a momentum builder. You don't get motivated and then go do stuff. You go do stuff, and then you start to feel this motivation. So get up, go do. Don't complain, go do. Don't make excuses for yourself, go do. Another thing, you could make time and prioritize things. When a lot of times if I'm doing a time audit, what I'm seeing is that I'm not prioritizing what I thought maybe I was prioritizing. And again, it's a tangible way to look at things. We've all been around people who constantly make excuses and who wait for the perfect time. And again, there is no such thing. But again, you don't have to remind me that these things are hard. Like, I already know that. So it's time to build solutions to this whole thing. You might have heard the, you know, don't give me more reasons why it won't work. Like, maybe this is a time to, if you think it's not going to work, maybe this is a time that you sit down and, okay, write down 3 things or 5 things that about this plan that is going to make it work and change your thought process around that. Another thing to consider, you are who you spend time with. You are what you think about most, and you are what you say the most. So if you find that you're complaining about a lot of things, maybe you're hanging out with complainers. If you find that you're problem solving and you're taking steps forward, you might be hanging out with the right people. Now, the thing that I like to think about that somebody brought to my attention that, you know, is kind of a real concise way to put it, is like, you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. Does that mean you potentially have to let go of certain relationships or friendships that are not helpful to you? Yeah, potentially. But in the greater good, relative to what you want to accomplish, that might be a really, really great thing. And it's a rip the Band-Aid off moment because you're going to be better for it. Another thing you could focus on is exactly that. What should you focus on? What should you think about? I alluded to this a little bit ago, and it's easy to come up with reasons why, you know, something's not going to work or something's going to be hard or it's not going to go as fast as you want. Well, you know, instead of that, why don't you actually, and not just think about it, but actually write down three reasons why it will work. Again, it may not be as fast as you want, but you can take steps forward. You can build momentum and you can build motivation that way. Again, action first, motivation second, consistency and habit is really what you're looking for. Even if the plan is not perfect, like, take action on it. I can't tell you how many mentors, and this is something I still struggle with as a, I won't even say reformed perfectionist. I still struggle with that every day. Taking action on a plan, even if it's not a great plan, it's certainly not a perfect plan, but taking action on a good plan or an okay plan, I think is a really, really valuable thing. If you have a perfect plan, but you don't do anything with it, again, it's way better than that. And I use quotes for perfect, right? Because again, there is no such thing as perfect. So in terms of action, what can you do? I think first is take a minute to think about what your biggest limiting factor is, like your boulder and the boulder, rocks, pebbles, sand, water sort of analogy. What is your biggest boulder? And brainstorm solutions specifically for that. A lot of people get lost in the minutia of, hey, what supplement does what? And can I add this? Or can I start to cut that? And I think that's fine. But I think it's better to figure out what your biggest problem is and attack that biggest problem. I mean, it's going to make the biggest impact for you anyway. And take action on those solutions. Again, it doesn't have to be a perfect thing. Matter of fact, it probably shouldn't be a perfect thing, because perfect suggests that you're going to sit and you're going to think about it and you're probably not going to do anything about it. In the brainstorming process, jot down everything you think of. Everything. Even if it's stupid. I mean, sometimes you'll write something down like, this is completely ludicrous and is not physically possible. But hey, it gets the ball rolling and you build momentum with brainstorming and solution and problem solving. If you're limiting what you're writing down because it's a terrible idea, you're going to miss out on the bigger list of proposed solutions, and you might have something really good in there. And frankly, you need all the ideas you can get if this is something that you're really struggling with. So I think the moral of the story is get up and do something. Don't make excuses for yourself. Complain. Oh, that's totally fine. I mean, I have pity parties for myself, but at some point you kind of have to get over it, get up and start doing something about it. And take a look at who you're around. Take a look at your time, where you're spending your time, what you're focusing on, and really make an effort to change some of those things, because these are things that are important to you. So this feels awfully like a rant, but hey, here we are. It's 2025. I want 2025 to be a really great thing for you and make big moves for yourself going forward. So maybe it's time to have a little rant and move forward anyway. So take action. If you have questions about it, send me an email, send me a message. Let's fix it and let's go.